After more than 44 years as an officer in the Royal Canadian Air Cadets Prince George Squadron, Eric Callahan, dressed in his Canadian Air Force captain's uniform on April 8, performed one last official duty, overseeing the parade of cadets at the Connaught Youth Center. There's no getting around the compulsory age 65 retirement rule. I'm a civilian now working for the military, and I'll stay involved for a few more years, said Callahan. I enjoy working with the youth. The only thing is I don't wear the uniform, so I transitioned over to a civilian instructor, and I'll keep all the credentials I had as an officer. Callahan never got his wings as a pilot, but on flying weekends, twice a year, he always looks forward to watching the kids go up as passengers in the glider. An aircraft without an engine that gets towed to high altitude, the glider cabin's only sound is that of air rushing under those broad wings, and it's unforgettable. The first time they go flying, it's an experience, he said. They're nervous, they're hesitant, and everything, and they come down with some of the biggest smiles you've ever seen. They take off, and you see the fear in their eyes, and they land, and they're on cloud nine, the majority of them. If they're not actually flying, the air cadets can do the next best thing 365 days a year, where the weather conditions outside don't matter one bit. Headquarters for 396 Squadron are on the third floor of the Connaught Youth Center, where they have access to the gym, office space, and a Skookum flight simulation lab. Cadets can take part in the optional Wednesday evening sessions to fly virtually any type of aircraft on simulators built locally by one of the officers. The technology is unbelievable, said Callahan. Officer Eric Fjellgard put together 5 simulators from scratch. The kids learn to do the basics and everything, and some of them now fly against other units in other provinces, cities, and countries. That's the great thing about the internet system, you can set up times to do it. We have a program the cadets just love, and we've got virtual reality goggles. There are 5 simulators set up to run, and then there's the control center. They start off flying a certain type of aircraft that's given to them, and then once they graduate, they can fly anything from the Sopwith Camel to the Lockheed State Route 71 Blackbird spy plane that can fly at Mach 3. One local cadet, Flight Sergeant Evan Fisher, earned his glider pilot's license last year and is interviewing for his power license this year. If he's accepted, the scholarship program will pay for his training. Callahan said 15-20% of local air cadets go on to careers in the Canadian Armed Forces. He knows of graduates now stationed at military bases in Comox and Edmonton, as well as the Royal Military College of Canada in Kingston, Ont. One 396 Squadron alumnus is taking air traffic control training, and another is with the Rocky Mountain Rangers B Company Reserves. Callahan, the son of a Canadian Army Korean War veteran, put down his military roots when he was 9, joining the Navy League in Kelowna in September 1969. 4 years later, he became an air cadet in 396 Squadron after he moved with his family to Prince George. Air cadets are open to youth aged 12 to 19, and Callahan aged out as a cadet in the spring of 1979. He returned as a volunteer to help run the program in the fall of 1980, and that's when he unwittingly became an officer. Basically, the CO of the day, Don Crocker, said, "Here, sign some papers," and 6 weeks later, I found out I was an officer cadet. I didn't read what I signed. He has absolutely no regrets. His involvement in a program first established in the city in 1947 has enriched his life with great memories of seeing cadets developing leadership skills and thriving when tasked with doing things that take them out of their comfort zones. It's been an unbelievable 44-plus years, said Callahan. It's been a lot of fun, I've done a lot of things, and met a lot of young people, and it's nice to see what some of them have done with their lives and careers. I was fortunate to take 4 kids to the Philippines in 2000, and in 2023, I took 10 cadets to Washington, D.C., and 6 states on an international exchange, and I worked summer camps and just had a whole lot of fun. Callahan was an adventurous kid and liked the challenges the Air Cadet program offered. Summer camps in places like Comox, Vernon, Whitehorse, Rocky Mountain House, and Penhold, Alta, meant learning survival skills and overcoming physical hardships, and as an outdoorsman, he loved it. I was very fortunate. I got to go to camp every year, which some cadets didn't get, said Callahan. You had your two-week basic camp where they showed you a bunch of things, and back then, in the 70s, the cadets were in the Department of National Defense Act, so it was still part of the military program. Lots of challenges, he said. There were things I did I never would have done otherwise, like climbing a 100-foot chimney without ropes, much to the surprise and horror of my instructor. Outward bound, jumping off mountains on ropes, climbing up through crevices and cracks, things along that line. I was very strong in bush survival and very strong in first aid, which led me toward the fire service. Callahan became a first aid instructor and was a career firefighter with Prince George Fire Rescue for 35 and a half years until he retired as a captain in 2016. He was hired in 1981, the year the 396 Squadron moved into the Connaught Youth Center, and it was a fire that made that possible. On January 2, 1979, an arsonist set fire to what was then known as Connaught Junior Secondary School. The fire gutted the classrooms, home economics lab, and science lab, but the rest of the school, including the gym, library, administrative offices, washrooms, wood shop, and metal shop, was saved. The 350 students were dispersed to other schools, and School District 57 trustees, facing a $2 million repair bill not covered by the $5 million deductible insurance policy, chose not to rebuild it. Al Fulford from the Prince George Legion approached the school board about leasing the property, and the city stepped up to arrange a land swap with the school district. It's been operated by the Connaught Youth Center Society on behalf of the Legion as a nonprofit entity ever since. 32 community groups now use it 7 days a week. 396 Squadron currently has 62 cadets and 6 officers. Membership this year has bounced back to pre-pandemic levels. The Air Cadets moved there in the fall of 1981, and they now occupy the third floor, the former library section, while the Sea Cadets and Army Cadets took over the two shop areas. The Navy League occupies the school's staff offices, and each group has access to 3 classrooms. It is a perfect setup, and it's the only center like it in Canada, said Callahan, president of Legion Branch 43. 4 other cities have tried, and they've only succeeded up to 5 years. It's known down in the BC government as the Cadet Building. Shirley Bond fought like hell for that place. Callahan served 3 terms as commanding officer, 1993-96, 2001-05 and 2023-24. Captain Deb Mortimer took on his duties in 2024. 396 Squadron offers a tri-service marching band that's open to Air Cadets, Sea Cadets, and Army Cadets. The Air Cadets are also involved in biathlon. From spring to fall, the biathlon team runs on the adjoining field at the Connaught Youth Center while holding target sessions indoors in the gym, shooting air rifles instead of the .22 caliber rifles used for winter competition. Eric's son John, an Air Cadet captain, is the zone training officer for Prince George West. Northern BC has 6 other Air Cadet squadrons in Quesnel, Mackenzie, Vanderhoof, Terrace, Chetwynd and Dawson Creek. Other Army Cadet squadrons are in Williams Lake, Fort St. John, Houston and Kitimat, while the neighboring Sea Cadet units are in Prince Rupert, Williams Lake and Smithers. 88 Air, Army, Sea Cadets and 10 officers from various units in the region will gather at the Connaught Youth Center on April 26 to 27 for Area Directive Activity Training. They'll have cadet-specific activities on the first day, then take part in Career Day demonstrations on the morning of the 27th, presented by the RCMP's Emergency Response Team, PG Fire Rescue, BC Ambulance Service, Search and Rescue and the Rocky Mountain Rangers.